Now, higher standards and state assessments identify where our children need help and are closing achievement gaps for minorities.
The campaign is discouraging the opt-out movement. Buffalo District Parent Coordinating Council Leader Sam Radford voiced radio ads urging children to take the tests. The urban advocates say city public school children must be measured to determine the achievement gap.
The way that we know we're improving is we test our children. We know we find out where they are at, and we ensure that they continue along those tracks. So we're asking all parents in the city of Buffalo to say yes to the test now more than ever.
We are responsible for holding a system accountable for our children to achieve results.
Buffalo Urban League President Brenda McDuffie says it's imperative to test children and track their academic progress.
The best way to measure whether a person will achieve the ability to take care of themselves and possibly their families in the future is through education. And it is not an option to opt out. It is not an option.
We don't learn until they're in jail.
CJ Banks is also with the Urban League and a Buffalo school parent. He too is urging students to opt in.
It's not an option. Forget about this opt out, opt in. The reality is take the test.
Last year, over 230,000 opted out of the assessment statewide. Parents who boycotted the test say their children are too stressed. But High Achievement Executive Director Stephen Sigmund disputes the pressure. He says there are state laws limiting test prep and test-taking time.
So these notions that the kids are spending all their time doing test prep and taking the tests are just false. I mean, if you look at the actual facts, I know we're in a universe now where there are alternate facts, and facts don't maybe matter so much, but the actual facts are there is very little prep time and very, very little time taking the test themselves.
The Western New Yorkers for Public Education is calling for students to opt out of next week's ELAs and then the math assessments in May. The Buffalo Parent Teacher Organization says it does not take a formal position on opting out and respect a parent's right to decide if their child should take the tests. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.